All right, the Acts of the Apostles. You 13 through 28, but I'm going to scare you. It's actually over the entire book.
The questions will be over the entire book.
Yep. Okay. Okay. So someone will review the first 12 chapters. Okay. So you need to give me the date when the Acts was written. You need to look at what you studied.
So yeah. I need to read up to four times now the Book of Acts or whatever.
Yeah, you should have read. Well, the first two, I need you to read two times this semester.
Yeah.
Okay? But you should have read it through four times. You should become very familiar with Acts.
Okay. So, but we already answered questions on the first one.
That's right. So, I want to make sure that you know them.
So you're going to ask us the same questions again.
Some of the same ones, like who was the human author of Acts? Duh. When was it written? About when? I want to ask you a question here. What are the three transitional aspects of the book of Acts? You better go back and study that. What are the three? List three. There are more than three, but list three transitions that are happening in the book of Acts. You better know some of your memory verses. I told you to memorize Acts 1:8. You've got to be able to memorize that. Define for me kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven. Describe the gift of tongues. Fish and chips. Fish and chips. Fish and chips.
If we just speak in tongues, we'll not do it.
That will not do it. That will not do it. Hey, tell me who died, who was killed by God in Acts chapter 5. You better look at the comparison between the ministries of Peter and the ministries of Paul. You remember that?
Oh yeah, Paul did this. To the Gentiles.
Who did Herod kill in Acts 12? Now this is going to scare you, but I want all 28 chapters summarized. So you ought to be remember Acts 1, this happened. Acts 2, this happened. Come on, you can write that out.
Absolutely.
Acts 1, prayer meeting. They decided on a replacement for Judas. Yeah. Just give me that. Yeah, Acts 2, Day of Pentecost. Acts 3, lame man healed. Come on. That'll be easy. All right, so summarize every chapter. Go, what happened in chapter 16? The Philippian jailer. Acts chapter 17, they turned the world upside down. Acts 18, Apollos. Try. And think of what were things that happened in every chapter to summarize the chapter.
You have to write a whole thing. Both.
You need to write a one-line sentence that tells me a little bit about each chapter.
Well, like loads of things happened in some chapters.
Good, I just want to know one.
Just one thing. In every
just something, yeah, in every chapter. Paul was there.
Paul was preaching. He forgot to say.
There are two main churches listed in the book of Acts. What were they?
Two main churches.
Mm-hmm. Two main churches. Who were they?
Jerusalem and
Antioch. You better memorize that. What does laying on hands mean? What area, what modern-day country, and what New Testament time-named country, area, was the first missionary journey conducted in? List the four things decided in Acts 15 that every Gentile believer should do. List the four things decided in Acts chapter 15 that every Gentile believer should do. How many missionary journeys did Paul and Barnabas go on?
Paul and Barnabas.
I shouldn't say that. How many missionary journeys are described in the book of Acts? Who did Barnabas take with him? John Mark. Who did Paul take with him? Silas. Let's see. Now, I'm not giving you all of them. I'm just giving you sampling. Why were the Bereans more noble than the Thessalonians?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that. What was Paul's desire and prayer to God? Israel might be saved.
That's Romans,
wasn't it? It is Romans, but I still want to know, because that's the driving force behind his life in the book of Acts. Even though he's a Gentile preacher, a preacher to the Gentiles, his heart's desire is for the Jews to get saved. If anybody says the life of the Christian is not conflicting, they have not lived the Christian life. God says love him with all your heart, soul, mind, strength. Then he tells you love your wife. You're like, how do you do both? Tough, man. Conflicting.
Well, love one another.
And then love one another. Love your enemy. God, come on. That's too much love. Can I hate somebody? I love it. Who was Apollos? Give me a brief description of Apollos. What was John's baptism? It was a baptism of? Mm-hmm. And it prepared them for? Yeah. Gave you five signs of revival in Ephesus. You better memorize them. Five things. The fear of God, Jesus Christ being magnified, sinners confessing their sin publicly, the burning of bridges, and the prevalence of the Word of God.
I was thinking when you said burning bridges, I was thinking, they burned their books. I know, yeah.
They did burn their books, but they were burning the ability to go back to those teachings. When they burned a book, it was very hard to find another copy of that book because they made hand copies in those days. When they burned a book, it was like burning a fortune in an object. I mean, to have a book in your house was like having a 72-inch plasma TV. It was a fortune. List. You're gonna want to list five names, or maybe more, of men who went with Paul on his journey, besides Luke. Message everywhere he went, preaching to Jews and Gentiles both. What was his main message?
Repentance towards God and faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ.
Go ahead. Paul commended Christians to two things. We better find out what they were. He commended, especially these elders and the leaders of the church. He could not get them, he did not commend them to the Pope. He commended them to two things.
They saw it in the word of his grace.
Find it. Oh, let's see. I'm looking for
Acts chapter 33.
Chapter 29 of Acts.
What was Paul's fatal mistake, or what was Paul's wrong mistake in dealing with the Jews and the pastor of the church at Jerusalem? What was his? What did he do wrong?
Paul's mistake where?
In Acts chapter 21, when he went home to Jerusalem, what did he do wrong? And he stopped being a Christian and he started being a Jew again. And you don't do that. You may have to go to church with your mom in order to bury somebody or because of something, but you do not stop being a Christian and become a Catholic again.
Yeah.
Take the Eucharist or something or start going through the genuflection. You're a Christian now. You may go in.
At least Paul was doing something that was written in the Bible.
But it was finished.
And only have us learn taking the Eucharist, isn't it?
Well, I think God's just trying to teach us it's both wrong. You want to say one's more wrong? All right. Who did Paul get to witness to? Who did Paul get to witness to how do I ask this? Don't worry about that. I was just trying to think of getting you to Agrippa. You know, I mean, he got to talk to some real high muckety mucks. Let's see, anything else before I do? Sorry?
You could say, which three kings did Paul witness to?
Cool. Well, only, you know, three kings. I mean, if you asked me that, I would say he had Herod. He had...
No, there were kings, governor.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I know Agrippa and Caesar. But who else? Who was the third one?
Felix.
Was Felix a king? No, he was just a governor.
Governor, yeah.
Yeah, he's not a king.
Oh, yeah.
So, that'd be an interesting question. I just hadn't thought about the three of them. All right. I think basically... Yeah. Hey, what were the three concepts that Paul hammered Felix with? Test on this book, believe me. I'm just trying to see if there's anything I've missed. What was the name of the hurricane? What was the kind of the Greek name for the hurricane in the Mediterranean? I have no idea. This means the twins. That's a sign of the zodiac, but I don't know. And that should get you through. Okay.
He said star signs of all people.
No, he didn't. He said this. It was the name of the ship. When they named ships, they were very superstitious, and they named it after Castor and Pollux, which are two stars in Gemini, of the twins. Okay. So there are actually two twins in the constellation. Yeah, I actually asked that. I just skipped over that. Those are some of those things you're going to actually find out. All right, any questions? A lot of neat stuff in the book of Acts. Hopefully you remember some of it. Okay. Are we through?